Here we go. Mark Robinson, day three, a curtailed day three. How did you see the day went?
A little bit disappointed because it's bitterly cold, isn't it? It's not a day for cricket. And we fought really, really hard to get our 265. But the heavy rollers took a little bit of effect and a little bit of sting out the wicket. And we didn't cope with the wind very well. It was, say, the cold and the wind, and we didn't cope as well as they did. Coupled with the heavy roller taking some stick out the wicket, we let them get away probably 60, 50 too many too quickly. And we've pulled it back and we've bowled well from, what, about 15 overs in. But it was that start they get. But as I say, you've got a lad in his first year of his career and you've got a lad making his debut as well. So we've got to give some allowances. But I'm proud of the team. You're watching how he finished and Matt Machen bat last night and ever such testing conditions and then battle hard today. And they're young players, along with Matt Hobden and Ollie Robinson, that makes you proud and excited about the future for the club. And we're right in this game, the two down. Steve McGoffin has to have a flurry of wickets at some point because he's been so unlucky already this season, never mind in this game. So we know that as cricket can be, there's always twists and turns.
I reckon there's five players in this Sussex side who are 26 or under when you talk about the youth of the club. And this is a tough place to come because these are experienced campaigners up here.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, they've got a young lad as well. We're bowling for them, but they've got three very experienced seamers around them. We've got Mags, who's nobody better, and Adish Malu, who's on a resurgence of his career. But look, they're a good team, and it's been an excellent game of cricket. We've definitely had the worst of the conditions. The toss was important, and as I say, they could play the trump card of the heavy roller in the conditions, but we fought hard, and what we've done is we stayed in the game, and that's all you talk about all the time is staying in the game. That last wicket partnership kept us in the game. The two wickets that we got after an opening partnership of 80 has kept us in the game, and it allows you to, while you're in the game, to have that hope and that chance. And it was the same in the Worcester game. We stayed in the game, we didn't play our best cricket, we dropped catches, but you stay in the game and you've always got that chance then. And it'll come just like the other games. We'll turn up on the last day, a bit like the Worcester game. We're not favourites, but we know on this wicket you can easily get a flurry of wickets, and the belief and the fight will be there.
And a word about two of those young players particularly, Harry Finch and Matt Machen batting this morning, and particularly Harry Finch. I mean, there was a change in the order last night, Mike, and he fully justified moving up from 6 to 5.
Well, Finchie was on Luke Wright watch, and never mind Mike Watchman, that was Luke Wright watch. So, and you can't replicate what Harry Finch has had in this game. You can't replicate that in practice, you can't replicate that in second team too. Bat in those conditions, on a wicket that's indented and going up and down, against Rushruff, Graham Onions and John Hastings, two international bowlers, and Rushruff, who's day in doubt as good a county bowler that there is on the circuit. And you can't replicate that. For him to get through that and then bat 55 minutes, he's just gutted that he played a poor shot, having done a lot of the work and getting in and starting to get us into safer waters. But that's maybe relaxed subconsciously, I don't know. But, you know, he's disappointed for his dismissal. And Matt Machen, that's probably his best he's played for the club.
Really?
The other innings are eye catchers, of course they are. Magnificent ball striking, etc. But that's, you know, the conditions forced him to play a little bit out in a different way, a little bit more conservative, but he was still looking to pounce on the balls when he did. And the wickets like this test techniques. You need a bit of luck, you need to miss enough balls, etc., but you need a technique that can get you out of trouble as well.
I don't expect you to tell me the plan for tomorrow, but 147 they need. Sussex need 8 wickets. It's well set up, Mark.
Well, as I say, you need to find the edge. You need to stop missing it, and you need to find the edge and those nicks to go to slip. Both teams have profited with edges to forward man and things like that. This game's ebbed and flowed. I think the first hour is going to be crucial because you can set the game up. But as I say, on this type of surface, you can go bang, bang quite quickly and open a game up. There can be 70 to win with 8 wickets left, and you know you can go quickly into inroads and make it 60 to win with only 4 wickets left, only 5 wickets left, and make it sweaty. But we'll see.
Tremendous, Mark. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.